So in the middle of the Tochacha yesterday, that Eitan read beautifully, Terechav Ches Pasuk in Bet, right before the horrific scene that we already see in Eicha about eating your own children, there's a Pasuk right before that also, sandwiched in between the Achalta Privin Eicha and the Achalta Privam Techa, the previous Pasuk before that. And it says, Vehitzar Lecha Bechol She'arecha Arredet chomotecha gvot vabitzurot asher ata botech ben b'chol artzecha ve'itzar lecha b'chol sharecha b'chol artzecha asher natan Hashem lokecha lach. It says that there is going to be, it says two different times, ve'itzar, some sort of siege. Okay, that's how Rav Sajigon understands it. But the question is, what does it mean, ve'itzar lecha b'chol sharecha arredet chomotecha? Arredet chomotecha. So I'll tell you I'm going to tell you what I think the simple pshat is. But first, Rashi says, you know what it means? Ad redet chomotecha, lashon ridui v'kibush. Rashi also, the Targum Onkelos, says that it means that what? Ve'itzar lecha b'choshrecha, they're going to siege you of by all your gates until they conquer your walls, your very high walls, which you trusted in. And again, they're going to siege all your she'arim, which Hashem had given you. That's how Rashi in the Targum Onkelos explains. However, there's a sefer called the Ber Yosef. Ber Yosef is by Rav Yosef Salant. He was a tremendous darshan in the Chorva. In the Chorva. Unbelievable, unbelievable essays. And he explained that if it was you and me, what's the simple pshat in the pasuk? Ve'itzar lecha b'chol sharecha ad redet chomotecha. What do you think redet chomotecha means? Falls down. Yirida. The simple pshat is, as it says, v'yirdu bidgat hayam in the lashon yirida. And what would that be referring to? Explains Rav Yosef Salant. It would be referring to the medrash in Eicha by Nebuchadnezzar, that he sent Nebuzaradan to destroy Yerushalayim. And there were 3.5 years of siege. And every day he would siege Yerushalayim, and he wasn't able to conquer it. He came and he kept on wanting to do it. And then what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him. Vaitash Shokad B'chol Yom. Every single day the wall would go down 2.5 tefachim, the Medrash says, until it totally, miraculously, like quicksand, went down. And once it all went down, Kevin Shishaka Kula, the Midrash says, then Nichnasu Asonim LiYerushalayim. And Rav Yosef Salant says, this is the hint in this pasuk, Ad redet chomotecha hagvaot vabitzurot, that the choma went down by itself. Rav Salant says, this is the hint. There's a hint towards the end of the pasuk. Bechol artzecha asher natan Hashem elokecha lach. What, I know that already. The pasuk didn't have to say this. Ve'itzar lecha b'chol sharecha ad redet chomotecha hagvaot vabitzurot asher ata botech ben b'chol artzecha ve'itzar lecha b'chol sharecha. Why the end of the pasuk? B'chol artzecha asher natan Hashem elokecha lach. What is this? It's extra. You already told me that already. B'chol artzecha ve'itzar lecha b'chol sharecha. Why the repetition? Explains Rav Salant an unbelievable pshat. He says it's coming to hint that the exact same way that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us Eretz Yisrael, i.e. the beginning of Kibush Haaretz. Help me out. In Yoshua, what happened? By Yericho, Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, a miracle. And what happened? The wall was swallowed into the ground. So too now, the walls are what? The walls are going to be swallowed into the ground. The exact same nes which Hashem gave you, Baaretz, if you don't listen to Him, then what happens? It's a little midah, keneged midah. I thought that this is a very important message. It's a very important message. He goes on, but just shortly, we're in the time now of putting down walls. That's our job. Our job right now, we started Slichos last night. The Gemara says that once the concept of Lashon Hara, Charav Beit HaMikdash, there's a Mechitza Shel Barzel Mafsekes Beinim. we put up these walls, and that's what I talked about on Friday night, the distance that times we feel from the Ribono Shalom. And Chazal even say that we have to work and we have to chisel at these walls. Who didn't see? Chazal didn't say about the movie Shawshank Redemption. Who didn't see the movie Shawshank Redemption? That what do? You have to chisel away at the walls. This is what we have to do. We have to take down these walls. The walls are the sins that we have. The walls are the psychological barriers that we might have towards mitzvot, towards ourselves dealing with some of the defeats that we have, some of the successes that we have, to make sure that we have the proper perspective. I think it's a very, very good introduction to Elul, to be able, as we're 1 week away from Rosh Hashanah, to make sure that we work on these walls. Everyone's got their own wall. To do your own cheshbon nefesh for a couple minutes a day, to make sure that Bezrat Hashem, we're taking these, as the Nevi'im talk about, the avinoteichem, that are separating us into Torah, separating us between us and the Ribono Shalom, slowly but surely, we make sure that we're bridging the gap, we're making sure that the wall is coming down in the right way, in order for us to have the relationship with Hashem. Okay, they're coming out right now.